This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, your wonderfully pleasant host, Spencer, and this is episode F222. Okay, let's just jump right into the words. The first word in this episode is the second form of fright. Ooh, that gives me a fright. This one is a transitive verb from before the 12th century. It means to alarm suddenly, actually. And the synonym is frighten, which is coming up. I have been alarmed. What a sudden alarm. Sometimes when my alarm goes off, it frightens me. It gives me a fright. I have been frighted by my alarm clock. I'm so tired and sleepy, but then you woke me up. Stupid alarm. Gotta go to work, do stuff. All right, my sound effect today will be... The next word is frighten, the synonym for the previous word. This is a verb from 1630. We are starting with transitive. Number one. Number one for frighten is to make afraid, and the synonym is terrify. So if you are frightening somebody, you are terrifying them. You are looking at them and they're like, oh my gosh, that's scary. That's what happens to me when I look at people. I frighten them. Number two, to drive or force by frightening, as in, frightened the boy into confessing. I know that boy stole that candy. I'm going to scare him straight. Say, oh, if you don't fess up, then somebody is going to make you even more scared than me. I'm going to frighten you. All right. Intransitive is to become frightened. That's it. One is doing the action. That's transitive. Intransitive is the action is being done to them. There we go. Frighteningly is an adverb. We like to watch horror movies in our household. We watch a fair amount of them. I don't get terribly frightened by them anymore. I used to be quite a scaredy cat when it came to horror movies. But then I watched more and you just sort of get numb to it. And, you know, of course I still get some jump scares. Even if I know it's coming, sometimes they still get me. And I guess that's a little bit of a frighten, but you know, I just think about these are movies. I just can't help thinking about how the movies are made. Any movie I watch, especially horror movies. But yeah, they're just super fun. All right, any etymology? We probably talked about it in the previous episode, so I'm going to go... Because next, now we have frightful. Adjective from 1607, number one. Causing intense fear or alarm. The synonym is terrifying. What am I, Mr. Ed now? Terrifying. A horse that talks is terrifying. Wilbur. Number two. Startling. especially in being bad or objectionable, as in the word is frightful, a frightful novel, because it's bad or objectionable. So we're not talking about a scary book here. No, we're talking about a book that is just bad, or people object to its content. Maybe it's one of those banned books that people keep on talking about, and I don't think any books should be banned. So those are frightful, a frightful novel. And number three, the synonym is extreme, as in frightful thirst. Oh, I was out for a walk and a run this morning, and I had no water, and I had such a frightful thirst. I was so dry and parched, and I was like, I have a frightful thirst. Can you please give me some water, please? Frightfully is an adverb, and frightfulness is a noun. Now we have fright wig. I am very curious about this one. This is two words, noun from 1886. When you put that wig on your head, people got all scared of you. What is it for real? It's a wig with hair, opposed to a wig without hair? A wig with hair that stands out from the head. Huh? What? Stands out from the head? What is this? A fright? I'm trying to type the right letters. I-G-H-T. Wig. Not widge, not wih. Where's the G? Oh, the G's over there. Fright wig. Okay, well, I'm seeing some some 80s wigs. A couple of pictures of Andy Warhol when he had some crazy hair. I don't know if that would be a fright wig, though. This fright wig says, it says it's one word. People are also asking, why did Andy Warhol wear that wig? That was a wig? In 1956, he underwent planing surgery on his nose, hoping it would transform his life and appearance, and purchased his first wig. I never realized he wore a wig. While the results of the nose surgery left Warhol somewhat disillusioned, the wig brought the artist closer to the ideal self-image he had hoped for. All right. Fright Wig is an all-female punk rock band from San Francisco, California, formed in 1982. Well, that sounds pretty fun. But it's not talking about the actual wig. I don't understand why is it stands out from the head. I mean, literally the hair just, like if you look at I'll post a picture. You can look up a picture too. That hair that Andy Warhol had, it's like a firework of hair on top of your head. That's why it stands out from your hair. It's very 80s. So much 80s. All right. That's a fright wig. 1886. I want to see an example of one from 1886. Brrr. Now we have the word frigid. F-R-I-G-I-D. Adjective from 1619. Number 1A. Intensely cold. Right now the weather is not intensely cold here in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm recording this in early July and it is hot. It's the opposite of frigid. I want to be frigid because it's too hot. 1B, lacking warmth. Oh, like a person can lack warmth. Oh, they're so frigid, they're cold, they're mean, they're nasty. They don't talk to you much. They're just like, shut up. Lacking warmth or ardor. Sorry, there was more to the definition. The synonym is indifferent. I don't care, just whatever. I'm feeling frigid today. Number 2, lacking imaginative qualities, and the synonym is insipid. Insipid. You don't have any imaginative qualities, so you are frigid? You can't imagine things. Your qualities are not creative or fun. Now, we have number 3A, abnormally averse to sexual intercourse, and I feel like this one could have had a not vulgar, not obsolete, maybe sometimes disparaging. It's not the nicest word. People used to use this even in, I think, medical contexts, but nowadays it's not really a nice thing to say. Abnormally averse to sexual intercourse. This is used especially of women. That's how it would often get used. Oh, she's women. She's not into sex. Blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe... maybe you're just doing it wrong. Maybe she's just not that into it with you. All right, yeah, not a nice thing to say. And then we have more, though. We have 3B, and this one is specifically says, of a female, so I am guessing it's going to be equally disrespectful. It is unable to achieve orgasm during sexual intercourse. Again, talking about a woman, and, you know, it's a very complicated system. You got to work at it. She's got to work at it. Her partner's got to work at it. Maybe if there's more partners, they all got to work at it. You know, it's not necessarily something that's going to come easy to everybody. So, you know, chill out. Chill out. A funny phrase to say when we're talking about the word frigid. All right. Frigidly is an adverb, and frigidness is a noun. This word is from the Latin frigere, or would they say frigere? That means to be cold. It is akin to the Latin frigus, which means frost or cold, and also from the Greek word frigos. I don't know how to pronounce Greek. Rigos, and I assume that also means frost or cold. All right. Now we have frigidaire, capital F-R. I-G-I-D-A-I-R-E, trademark, and it is used for an electric refrigerator. There's a company called Frigidaire. It doesn't give a year here, but they've been going around for a while, and they make appliances. They make, well, I mean, I think they make all the kitchen appliances. They got dishwashers, probably, and refrigerators, the real fridges, microwaves, maybe stoves and ovens, but specifically, they are most known for electric refrigerators because we're taking the fridge part from refrigerator, and they said, we're going to put that in our name, and we're going to be called Frigidaire. Cold. Next is frigidity. Noun from the 15th century. It is the quality or state of being frigid, but specifically, marked or marked, or abnormal sexual indifference, especially in a woman. Yes, we came back to the disrespectful phrase. She has so much frigidity, those old school people used to say. All right, moving on to frigid zone. We're going to the frigid zone. I think I did this for fracking, another zone in the F's. Frigid zone is a noun from 1620. It is the area or region between the Arctic Circle and the North Pole, or between the Antarctic Circle and the South Pole. That is definitely the frigid zone. Although, as climate change keeps on progressing, that circle is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and then everything will be melted. Now here's a fun word. Would not have expected it to be in the dictionary. It is frigorific. Frigorific? Adjective from 1667. Oh, I just love that this ridiculous, silly word combining a couple of other words happened in the 1600s. You know, I think those people back then were much cooler than we give them credit for. This means causing cold. The synonym is chilling. Ooh, that ice, when you put that ice down my pants, it caused some cold. It made my under region so frigorific. This is a great word. Well, so it's, you know, similar etymology from the Latin frigus, which means frost, but it doesn't say anything about combining the fridge word, the cold word, with the word terrific, which I assume it is. I mean, it only makes sense. Frigorific. We need to bring this one back, please and thank you. Please, say this right now. What was that sound that came out of my face? That is not at all what I meant to do. The next word is frijole, or you could say, which I think is probably more accurate, frijole, or you can also take off the E at the end and just say frijol, or frijol. Emphasize either one, and it is spelled F-R-I-J-O-L-E. with or without the E. Noun from 1577. This is any of various beans used in Mexican-style cooking, and it is usually used in plural, which would be frijoles or frijoles. So this word, it's from the American Spanish frijol, which is from the Spanish word for kidney bean. It is also from the earlier fesol or fresol, which probably is modified from the Galician word fihu, also from the Latin faeciolus, which is the diminutive of facellus, maybe. That means cowpea, C-O-W-P-E-A, like a pea pod, a cowpea. Also from the Greek facilos, and I don't know what that means. Maybe it's also cowpea. All right, that was quite a journey the etymology went on. But yeah, it's bean. Beans. Rice and beans. Put the beans in my burritos, on my fajitas, on my enchiladas, and my tacos, my gorditas, all of those. All right, now we are going to move on to frill. F-R-I-L-L. First form transitive verb from 1574. This is to provide or decorate with a frill. And what is that frill? It is the second form of frill is a noun from 1591. Somehow this noun came after the verb when the verb is providing or decorating with a frill that didn't get invented in English for another 17 years, something. All right, this frill is 1A, a gathered, pleated, or bias-cut fabric edging used on clothing. Gathered, pleated, or bias-cut. Well, we have a few definitions here, so I don't know what this one is exactly, because I can definitely imagine some frill on my clothes, maybe hanging off of my shirt cuffs here, but I don't have any frill right now. But what else? What other types of frill are there? There's 1B, a strip of paper curled at one end and rolled to be slipped over the bone end, as of a chop, in serving. Okay, yes, this is sometimes, especially in cartoons, I see a cooked turkey or chicken, and on the, is it the legs, the end of the legs, they've got this paper thing with some curled paper on it, I guess. I don't really know what the purpose of it is. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do it in real life, just in cartoons. It's a strip of paper curled at one end and rolled to be slipped over the bone like a bone chop. And you do that when you're serving it. What's the point? Is it to make it look a little more appealing? Number two, a ruff of hair or feathers, or a bony or cartilaginous projection about the neck of an animal. So if an animal around their neck has some hair or some feathers that sort of stick out and poof out around their neck, and that would be called a frill. What animals have a frill? Well, maybe a male lion has a lot. We call it a mane, but maybe you could also say, look at that frill of hair around that lion's neck. Wow, what a cool frill of hair. Fur? Number 3A. The synonyms are affectation and air, A-I-R, like the air that you breathe. And this is usually used in plural, as in the example, intellectual frills and fustian. Fustian? That is a quote from Joseph Epstein. So it is affectation and air. Oh yes, if you have a certain affectation, if you're speaking all proper, maybe British, maybe you're walking around with your nose up in the air, you have a certain affectation. I do not have this. No, I do not. You think you are very smart, you think you are an intellectual, you have studied all of the classics, you know all of the languages, and you're very smart when it comes to art, and I have crap on my shirt, and you have that frill about you when you have that little air, that affectation. Ooh, I'm better than everybody else. Look at my frill. Look at the feathers coming out of my neck. 3B, something decorative or useful and desirable, but not essential. And the synonym is luxury. Like that golden toilet would be a frill. You don't need it. You've only got it. You only want it because you have the money to spend on it. So it's a frill. It's just totally not essential. Having a toilet might be essential, but one that is golden, that's maybe not so essential. I love to go to the golden toilet example. Frilly is an adjective. This word is perhaps from the Dutch dialect word frul, and in parentheses it says Brabant with a capital B. That means ribbon or bow or trifle. So yeah, I mean, right there with the ribbon bow, that's one idea. Maybe that's the thing that you put on the chicken, the meat, the chop. And then the trifle, that's the thing that's not so essential. Ah, it's just a trifle. Yeah, trifle. It's a form of that, I guess. Frul, trifle is frul, which became frill, and it's just frill. So, you know, when I think of frilly stuff, yeah, it's just like it's decorative, but it's not important. It's just fun. Brrr. Now we have the word fringe, which is our last word, and we have two forms here. This is the first form. It is a noun from the 14th century. Number one, an ornamental border consisting of short, straight, or twisted threads or strips hanging from cut or raveled edges, or from a separate band. So this, lots of different types of things coming off maybe my shirt cuff here you could have. It's ornamental, it's on the border, it's got maybe short, straight threads or twisted threads or strips of some kind. Maybe if I cut my short sleeves into tiny little strips, then it would be coming off of my shoulder. Those would be strips. And they're hanging from the cut or raveled edges or from a separate band that you put on. Like maybe I got a band I put around my belt and it's got some fringe hanging off. Now we have number 2A, something resembling a fringe. The synonyms are edge and periphery. This one is often used in plural, as in the example, operated on the fringes of the law. Ooh, you're on the very edge of the law, where there's lots of straight or curly threads coming off by the law over there, and that's where you're operating. Yep. 2B. This is chiefly British, and the synonym is the fourth form of the word bang, which we're talking about the hair. Here in America, when you got hair that comes down on your forehead and you just cut it straight there, we call them bangs. But in the Britain land and other similar areas, they call it fringe. They call it fringe. And you know, I think that word probably objectively makes more sense. Doesn't it? It does. 2C. One of various light or dark bands produced by the interference or diffraction of light. Light or dark band. I don't know about this one. Fringe in light? Okay. Now we're on 2D. An area bordering a putting green on a golf course with grass trimmed longer than on the green itself. You know, the green of the grass, it's very, very short. It's the shortest you can possibly have grass. The ball is going to roll very nicely on that green. But right around the edge of the green, maybe, I don't know, is it 1 feet, 2 feet, something like that? It's the fringe. And I know this from playing Mario Golf and similar games. That, you know, the grass is, it's noticeably longer in the fringe. And so it's going to be a little bit harder. You're going to take a little bit more effort to get that ball out of the fringe towards the hole. It's not going to move quite as well on the fringe. And then past the fringe, you got what? The fairway grass? Maybe it's even longer or something. I don't know. I haven't spent enough time on a golf course. So that's that fringe. And now we move on to 3A. This is something that is marginal, additional, or secondary to some activity, process, or subject. The example is a fringe sport. This is one of those sports that maybe it's a little bit underground. Maybe not a lot of people are playing it. Maybe it's underwater basket weaving. Maybe it's water polo played in the ocean. Maybe it's, I don't know, something else. What was there a game that we came up with that I can't remember? That maybe in the previous episode there was some game that I made up in my head. That's a fringe sport. It's on the edges where you're operating on the fringes of the law. There's games being played over there as well. 3B. This is a group with marginal or extremist views. So again, they're like, not a lot of people have this. They're right on the fringes of society. They're like, ooh, people, you gotta go a ways out of your way to get to this fringe area. And, it's not the mainstream. They're on the fringe. And maybe all their hair has fringe and they've got lots of tassels coming off their clothes, which are called fringe. 3C. This synonym is fringe benefit, which will be in the next episode. Fringy is an adjective. We do have some etymology, which doesn't really give me anything. So that's not helpful. But now we shall move on to our very last word. Brrr. It's the second form of fringe. This one is the verb from the 15th century. It is only transitive. Number one. To furnish or adorn with a fringe. Can you fringe my jacket? Can you fringe my hair? Can you fringe my pants? Can you fringe my cuffs? Can you fringe my beard? Can you fringe my my views? Fringe my sports. Okay, number two. To serve as a fringe for, the synonym is border. So, yeah, just a border is a fringe. That's it. No other interesting information there, so we now have to pick the word. We have to pick a word of the episode. And I know I rushed through this, and that's because I gotta go finish my laundry. So, here we go. We had today fright, frighten, frightful, fright wig, frigid, frigidaire, frigidity, frigid zone, frigorific, frijole or frijoli, frill, frill, fringe, fringe. And because I think this is a fun word to say, I'm going to pick frigorific as the word of the episode. Frigorific, frigorific, I'm feeling really cold in my frigorific. That's great. That's wonderful. Thank you for all of the applause. Now I'm going to tell you about a movie. Oh, we finally got around to watching the sixth Jurassic Park / World movie, which is called Dominion. We watched the previous four a while back, and then we finally watched this one because the seventh one was coming out, which just came out this weekend, and we haven't watched that one yet, but we did watch Dominion, which is the one where, what happened in this one? Is this the one with the stuff and things and there's a baby? Oh, yeah, they're living out there and they want to take the daughter, the girl, the young girl, and then the raptor has a baby and they're trying to protect everybody. And then they take the baby and they take the girl and the dinosaurs are fighting together with the humans and it's so much fun. All right, that's it. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.